This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Shot clock is dark. The Warriors don't have to shoot it. Buddy Hield's going to dribble this one out. And a gutsy, hard-fought, huge victory for Golden State as they win game one with Steph Curry back in the locker room with a strained left hamstring for over half the game. And the Warriors, with only one day of rest after a tough game seven, they have captured game one of this Western Conference semifinal series. Final score for the Target Center, Golden State 99 and Minnesota 88.
Tim Roy on the call, 95-7 the game. Warriors beat the T-Wolves in game one, but Steph Curry gets injured. looks like he's got a hamstring injury, Goo. Not going to play tomorrow.
Wow.
But the Warriors, you know, we got to balance it out. That was a gutsy win. It was a overwhelming win in a lot of ways. But now they may have to deal with playing without Curry for I don't know how long. We're all going to be guessing, right?
Listen, and with all my imperfections, what we do on a daily basis, Donnie, is we share with the listeners. It's like our diary. And I'm so despondent. After what happened with Steph Curry last night, I'm fired up for the win. I got thrown out of a watch party, a group chat with my buddies, because they said I'm turning into you because I was so fixated on what the future was and not enjoying. I mean, they were mad, but I'm mad. And Steiny, this was a great effort by the Warriors to hold Minnesota to 31 points in the first half. After the game seven defense, that was championship defense yesterday by everybody in black. And Draymond, the second game in a row, showing you there may be no other. This could be the first time seeing this. But with that said, you're telling me the game after Steph Curry helped close, he played 45 minutes, he comes up lame, and now I'm looking at this team through a different prism. I'm going to be positive. I need your help and the listeners. But, Steiny, my gosh, I'm just like this grade one strain. How can I sit here and look at you and say everything that was, I could taste it and it was manifesting into a run? The chef, 16 years in, has never had a strained muscle. So I don't know when he's coming back, but I almost want to tell you all, call me crazy, I would rather have lost game one and had Steph with the healthy hamstring. I'm going there early.
You want some good news?
Give it to me.
You ain't going to need Steph Curry if the Timberwolves play like that. Goodness gracious. You got to give the Warriors credit for winning that game, but oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I am panicking. Yeah.
I'm talking about the Timberwolves.
I hear you. What was it?
That was the worst game I've seen him play. And
you're laughing, but we're like, that was wow.
I mean,
11 points in the second quarter. Anthony Edwards, Steiny, those weren't misses. Those were bricks, bud.
They were terrible.
By the way, guys, from Sham Sharania. Oh. So the official Steph Curry injury designation is a grade one hamstring strain. It's the first time he's ever strained a muscle in his NBA career, but they expect him to miss at least 1 week. So game four is 6 days away. Game five is 8 days away. Game six is 12 days.
Man.
Well, that's not official, though. I mean, but it's
it is.
No, he said a week.
Oh, it's from the Warriors.
This is from Sham Sharani of ESPN. Okay. It's a grade one hamstring strain. They're expecting him to miss at least 1 week.
All right.
Wow.
I think the Warriors officially are like, he's missing. They haven't gone that far, is all I'm saying. But
no, there's nothing from Warriors
wrong.
PR.
I'm not saying he's wrong. Yeah. Thanks, Evan.
But that's 99.9 with big boy like Shams. You would think. Yeah.
You would think.
But go ahead. Yeah, Minnesota was awful, but I'm giving the Warriors, Stoney, they were in their space. And I don't know if Minnesota didn't know that the Warriors had this, their first look with Jimmy Butler. But my goodness, man, the Warriors' defense is spectacular. And maybe they can climb this tree. We'll talk about last night without Steph for a few games, but I'm going to need more from Jimmy. But last night, Buddy Hield again and Draymond Green, Stoney, are my stars. And Coach Kerr, he is Captain James T. Kirk right now with these rotations. Stoney, you got it or not? You're coming out. Everybody's available. Come out. I love it. Kerr's in his bag.
Yeah, half and half thing. I got to give half the credit to the Warriors. And then say that, the Timberwolves, yeah. I mean, they're fourth in the league in three-point percentage. They go 5 for 30. Can't make a shot. They can't make...
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
They couldn't make any shots.
Man.
I mean, they just couldn't make any shots. And the Warriors win a game where they win a game on the road where they shoot 39%. That's kind of one of those games where... Man, how many times does a road team win when they shoot that poorly? But it was an indication of how good the Warriors were playing defensively and how much that the Timberwolves couldn't make a shot, frankly.
Again, Stoney, I'm being real, and it looks like Spadoni and Lubman and Shasky put out a poll, who gets your game ball? We'll get to that. Mm-hmm. But the winner was Buddy. And Buddy is, I think he's playing like prime Clay, just on both ends of the court. But Draymond Green, after kind of being basically quiet in game 5 and 6 of the Rockets series, Stoney, I don't know if I've seen him play better. Just talk to me about what you've seen from Dre and hitting, 4-10, but it's when he hit the 4 that kind of set the tone.
I mean, when he plays like that, the Warriors have had a lot of success. He was an offensive threat. He made his threes. Defensively, it looked to me like he was just roaming free in the
Ray
lane.
Lewis.
He was just roaming free, and he, every time a guy had the ball in the wing for the Timberwolves, he was leaning that way and kind of discouraging them. And then if they didn't come, he would drop back into the middle and wait for the pass to go to the next guy. And if they tried to penetrate or get into the lane, he was right there to make it congested and crowded. And that's why that's one of the reasons why the Timberwolves couldn't finish anything around the basket.
And the Warriors won the rebounding battle. Yeah. I didn't have that on my...
Bingo card.
Yeah, there we go. And also the offensive rebound, Stoney. So, again, this is not about the rest of the league, but all four road teams got victories in the first round of the playoffs in game one. But Do you think there were nerves in regard to Minnesota? Can they duplicate that bad effort again tomorrow? Because if the Warriors somehow without Steph, that's what we know, can play that hellified defense, who am I to sit here and say they can't hold it down and come back here with a 2-0 lead for game three Saturday without Steph?
I mean,
man,
you know, I mean, we can talk about rust, but then you got to talk about the Warriors playing on one day. Doesn't matter if the Timberwolves weren't ready or they were rusty. You know, now they're down 0-1.
Damn.
And they let the Warriors come in and kind of dictate that game. And they never.
Wow.
The Looney Timberwolves never incredible. Got it going.
Yeah.
I mean, it was one of those games where when you look at the box score for the Warriors, they had about seven guys who played well. And you look at the box score for the Timberwolves. Excuse me. I don't know who played well. Nas Reed?
That was it. That's it. Okay. It was so bad, I'll give him a plus.
He made a few shots.
Yeah.
That's all he did.
Wow, man.
Anyway, Warriors go up 1-0. Looks like they're going to have to do it over the next two or three games, though, without Steph Curry. I'll tell you what, if there's a silver lining,
yeah,
it's that when we've seen injuries in the postseason, sometimes we say a play was dirty or a player was dirty. At least for this one, nothing happened.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it looked completely innocuous. It happened. I thought it happened on the defensive possession when he was down near the Warriors bench. And then he made that little floater.
Because he was on one, Steiny. He had that look in his eye.
Yeah. I mean, he looked like Steph.
But you said he ran 2 miles at game seven, or what did we say, 2.2 miles, Steiny, and this is the first strained muscle of his career.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors steal? See, that's what I mean. They didn't steal anything. They didn't steal anything last night. They just took it. I guess that's stealing, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
They deserved it. They earned it. And they made the Minnesota Timberwolves look very, very bad last night. All right, Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances.